Joe Johnson says this is the clarion call of the trumpeter swan. Johnson is a wildlife biologist at Michigan State University's Kellogg Bird Sanctuary. Johnson says these birds have a call that fits their size. They're North America's biggest waterfowl. The trumpeter swan is graceful looking as it flies low and slow. Those tendencies probably helped lead to the disappearance of the bird in the Great Lakes region. Johnson says the first European settlers, the French, found them easy to shoot and easy to sell.
So these were marketed for their flesh. They were marketed for their feathers. Huge trade in feathers back to Europe through Fort Detroit, where I assume they made pillows and quilts and mattresses and adornments for hats and writing pens, all those things that feathers could be used for 200 years ago.
At that time in the Great Lakes region, there were an estimated 100,000 trumpeter swans. By 1900, they were wiped out in the area. In the mid-1980s, agencies in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ontario decided to try to bring the bird back to the region. Joe Johnson and many of his colleagues went to Alaska, where trumpeter swans could still be found, and brought back a few swan eggs to incubate and raise. Those states had good luck with hand-rearing their swans, so a few years later, state agencies in Iowa and Ohio joined the trumpeter repopulation effort. In each state, the birds seemed to be doing well. Joe Johnson says the birds are breeding and producing more young cygnets than expected.
We thought if each pair produced two young per effort, that we would be doing real well. That's basically their productivity in Alaska. But if we think of the Great Lakes as sort of the premier trumpeter swan habitat because of the length of our growing season, the productivity of our soils and our wetlands, then it's not a surprise that they're producing, on average, three young per nesting effort.
Even with those kinds of successes, the trumpeter swan faces some hurdles. Because the birds fly so low, some of them are killed flying into power lines. Others are killed by lead poisoning. Hunters used to use lead shot to shoot ducks and geese. A lot of those lead pellets are still in the mud where the trumpeter swans forage for underwater vegetation. A few swans are also killed in accidental shootings by waterfowl hunters. In Illinois, Dan Holm watches out for the swans for the Department of Natural Resources. He says hunters are told through hunting regulations, news releases, and briefings to watch out for the birds. But Holm says some hunters still blast away at the trumpeter swans, mistaking them for snow geese.
Well, there is a dramatic difference in size between a snow goose and a swan, and really there is no good excuse for one being mistaken. You know, it happens, mistakes happen in all aspects of life, but they're... Snow geese are a lot smaller than swans, any species of swans, and snow geese have black wingtips where the swans are all white.
And it's not just conservation officials who think there's no excuse for the accidental shootings. Bruce Batt is chief biologist with the conservation group Ducks Unlimited.
Hunters should not mistake trumpeter swans for snow geese. Both birds are very different. Anybody that's responsible should not make a mistake of shooting a trumpeter swan as mistaking it for snow geese.
But the most disturbing shootings are vandalistic killings. In 1999 in Illinois, five swan carcasses were found on a road, four of them with their heads cut off, possibly to remove tracking collars. Recently in Wisconsin, a 17-year-old boy was convicted and fined for killing a trumpeter swan. Sumner Madison heads up the trumpeter swan repopulation effort for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Really, it comes down to wanton acts of vandalism. In most instances, in my experience, it has not been mistaken identity, but when you have birds that are killed either at close range, it's clearly a case of a malicious act. And fortunately, those are quite few and far between.
At the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary, Joe Johnson says even with the killings, the trumpeter swan population has grown from a few dozen eggs in the mid-1980s to a 1999 count of well over 2,000 birds in the Great Lakes region.
The population is growing at about 17% per year, despite the losses to lead poisoning, vandalistic and accidental shooting, high tension wires. They're doing great.
Johnson says now that nesting pairs are doing well in northern areas, the next step is to start rearing birds in southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio to encourage the trumpeter swan to reestablish its migratory patterns from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi, Ohio, Wabash, and Illinois rivers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester.